Hello?
Oh, hi, Sean. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. So I was following up regarding the account and the past due balance, but I also saw that you were trying to cancel the account.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, what's going on?
Like when people pull my, looking for a remodel and stuff, I'm not popping up on that Google map, like way at the bottom on just a couple different searches. I'm supposed to have like 5 or 6 keywords.
I see. Okay. So I want to, let me see, I'll look here at the keywords. We have your main category as flooring. Do you want to change that towards remodeling?
I guess.
Yeah, because we have flooring contractor, flooring services, luxury vinyl planking, hardwood flooring, wood floor design.
But I'm still popping up way at the bottom. And I don't,
okay.
That's not what I was told. And there's,
okay.
There's nobody seeing a pin for me.
So,
I mean, I've literally gotten one job from this advertisement through you guys. One job. The other job that came through last week through there, mm-hmm. I had spoke with them on the phone before they even visited the website.
Okay. So if they're not seeing a pin on the map, that just means that you're a home-based business and Google has the address blocked out. But you'll still show up in that local map section, okay?
But it's like way at the bottom.
Okay.
I've had multiple people look it up.
What we promise is first page placement. Nobody can tell you where you'll fall within the list. That's all done internally through Google and a quality score that your business achieves. So we do place people all the time that instantaneously go to the first or the second listing. Sometimes they're down at 5 or 6 before we work up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue. So when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page. So one thing that I think would help you tremendously is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. We've sent you this email in the past back in June, but I think if you utilize it, it will help you so much because it will say, thank you for using New Image Flooring and Remodeling. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. You see, so because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. And I know that once that happens, that will help you with better placement, but also a stronger conversion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I resent it to you. You can start using it right away, and you could also send it via text, because when I trigger the email, it will also send out a text.
Okay.
Now, on your account, your payment is past due since August 9th. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we're having trouble.
My card, we was in Kentucky and my wallet fell in the river and gone away.
Oh no. Oh my goodness. So you had to replace
cards.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, I'm going to actually put you on my business account because accountant prefers that. So let me walk out to the truck real quick.
Sure. Okay. And then while you're walking out to the truck, is the business account under the same billing address on North First Street, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same. Everything's the same.
Everything's the same. Okay.
Yeah, address will be the same. Everything is.
That makes it easy, right?
Yeah.
So we'll update the keywords for you to focus more on the remodeling rather than the flooring. I mean, flooring is a lucrative industry, but you probably make more on like a full on bathroom remodel or kitchen remodel than you do on just flooring, right?
It's this area. I mean, imagine, okay, you know, if I was in a bigger populated area, I'd be okay with that. But in this area, like, I mean, I can't do flooring, just flooring full time, because there's just not enough money here.
Makes sense. I see. Yeah. Okay. We'll get that switched up for you. No problem. Okay. Let me just check one thing on your website here. Oh, good. You have your business name for the website, so we don't have to. Because your business will show that you still cover flooring if we change you to the remodeling category, which is good. New image, mm-hmm, flooring and remodeling, but that way your keywords will focus more on the remodel.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I don't know if you got to the business card or not, but I'm ready for that whenever you are.
Okay. The number is... Let's make sure I got the right one. Yeah. Okay. 4016.
Okay.
4417.
Got it.
8545. 1683. That's 1683, the last four.
1683. Okay. Got it. And expiration?
723.
And the code on the back?
998.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And please, if you have any questions on that review generator email, just feel free to call me. I know that that will be crucial in giving you a stronger return on investment. And what I would recommend also, Sean, is sometimes people get that email and they say, oh, I have 50 past clients, and they send it to everybody all at once. And then they get, you know, 20 reviews overnight and then nothing after that. That looks suspicious to a potential client. You know, why did this guy have 20 reviews on a certain day and nothing since? So if you have a database of past clients, send it out, you know, maybe 5 or 6 of them a week. That way you get a 5-star review here and there and it spreads out over time and it looks much more credible to an end user. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and just in case you don't, you know, gather emails, then, like I said, you can also send it out via text message, too, okay?
Yeah, that's probably be my best bet, because a lot of the people I deal with are elderly here, and they're not...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they probably check their email, if they have one, once in a blue moon anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So I got the green light for you, so thank you for updating that. And then, like I said, we're going to do some ramping up of the keywords for you. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome.
Sorry about
okay,
that.
Bye-bye.
I've just really been, you know, just trying to touch base with everybody that I have to touch base with that had my card numbers.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Put through the cracks.
Yep, I know. Sometimes you know, you have all those automatic renewals and you forget who they all are until something like that happens and you lose your wallet, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't suggest losing cards because that's quite a hassle.
Yes, yeah, then you have to call everybody. I had that happen once where my purse was stolen and I had to update everything. And the weirdest thing happened because I had, you know, I tried to remember all of my automatic payments. But the one for Netflix, I got an email from Netflix, hey, your payment's not going through, please call us. And I hadn't had time to call them yet to update it. And next minute, it went through on my bank. And it still puzzles me to this day. Like, how did they get the new number? I have no idea.
Yeah, I was
happy they did. It was one less call I had to make, but, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think Amazon got my new one somehow.
Right? It's so strange how they do that. I don't understand it. But in any case, this is one less thing on your plate. So I got the green light for you. So again, thank you for taking care of that and have a nice rest of your week.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.